From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 12th, 2018. This week, that music from Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg opens an episode about a shorebird that's often seen far inland. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to some mystery sounds and see if you can guess what's making the peeping calls. And here's a hint that includes a rhyme for the name. Approach its nest and you will hear this bird. If you guessed killdeer, you're right. Killdeer are known for using calls and a pretended broken wing ploy to draw predators away from their nest. The killdeer is one of 9 North American species of plovers, 6 of which occur in Virginia. In fact, killdeer have been studied by Virginia Tech researchers to help learn about piping plovers, a federally threatened and endangered species. Killdeer are named after their characteristic calls, which one may hear by day or night. In past centuries, the bird has been called killdee, again for its call, as well as chattering plover and noisy plover, because of its reputation as an especially vocal bird. Plovers are considered shorebirds, but the killdeer is the least shore-connected member of the plover family. The species is found in many open habitats with low vegetation, such as mudflats, gravel bars, and meadows, and in many human-generated areas like construction sites, graveled roads or rooftops, and lawns. But according to Cornell University's Birds of North America Online, even in dry habitats, killdeer are most often found near water of some sort, even if it's a lawn sprinkler. While killdeer sometimes feed in water on aquatic organisms, and they're considered good swimmers, they more commonly feed on the ground, running along and then stopping quickly to seize a variety of insects and other invertebrates. Writing in the 1800s about this running ability of killdeer, John James Audubon noted, "On the ground, their speed is such that it has become proverbial, and to run like a killdee is to move with the utmost possible agility." Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Timothy Seaman for this week's original music. And we close with a few more seconds of Killdeer in Action. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.